The DC Project, Fighting Fire with Fire. By Diana Muller on April 9, 2022. There are forces that are strategically and passionately working to disarm America and neuter the Second Amendment. If you are a gun owner, you should know who they are. One such force is Michael Bloomberg and the gun control groups that enjoy his funding. Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. Moms Demand Action may sound like a dating app, but it is not. They are a very serious threat. It is a group of women pleading for more gun control. Moms Demand Action has been trolling the halls of Congress and swarming at rallies and hearings for the last decade. They use a signature red shirt with white block letters that creates an obvious visual presence. Using mob mentality and raw emotion, they badger legislators that are strong on the Second Amendment while encouraging legislators that are already open to gun control. They are elated with the current pro-gun control administration. Following the 2022 State of Union, Moms Demand Action founder Shannon Watts made clear the group's adoration for President Biden. Joe Biden ran on the strongest gun safety platform in history, and his administration continues to follow through on that promise. While there's always more to be done to end the gun violence epidemic in this country, including through congressional action, our grassroots army of volunteers continues to stand proudly in support of President Biden. Enter the DC Project, Women for Gun Rights. The DC Project is a group of women fighting gun control and espousing education, not legislation, as the key to safety. Moreover, women in the DC Project know that guns save lives. This group of women has organically become a counter-visual and counter-voice to Moms Demand Action, and is fighting fire with fire. The DC Project started with one woman from each state going to Washington, D.C., to form relationships with legislators as gun owners. Fast forward 5 years, and now it is a nationwide organization with state directors leading the charge within their respective states to recruit and organize women's voices to effectively influence not only their legislators, but their friends, families, and communities. Taking a couple of pages from the Gun Controller's book, the DC Project has its own signature shirt. Teal, not red, with an educate/not legislate logo to create a powerful visual. We are also using emotion to reach out to those that may not have experience with a gun or a gun owner. We are strategically highlighting women's stories about how gun control equals tragedy. The DC Project has a fraction of the budget of Moms Demand Action. But we are working diligently to hold back the tides of misinformation and anti-gun propaganda by testifying in national and state hearings, encouraging our base to get engaged, and reaching out with powerful videos on social media. Stand with the DC Project, Women for Gun Rights, and help us fight fire with fire. Diana Muller is DC Project founder and a guest columnist for Breitbart News Downrange with AWR Hawkins.